This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live. It's the Live Sunday edition of the program. As always, you're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We were talking about a holy war that apparently one state representative in Washington State, Matt Shea, would like to foment. He's at least been circulating. Now, they call it in the media, they call it a manual. It's not a manual. It's a rough outline right. At best. It's a confusing, disjointed
list of bullet points at worst.
Yeah, list of bullet points. But he definitely is interested in killing his so-called enemies in order to get his way and impose what he believes it wouldn't be tyranny when he does it, because he's on God's side. And anyone who's on God's side when they rule over you, that's by definition not tyranny, is what he says in his bullet points. With you tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
I'm Laurel.
And I'm Mark.
And we're going to go right into your phone calls. But, Mark, you did want to point out something I'd mentioned to our last caller, who was very afraid of Muslims. It seemed very concerned about Muslims trying to take over and rule over his life. We haven't seen any evidence for that, and we work closely with a Muslim who hosts one of the shows, actually, out of the LRN.FM studios, Will Coley.
I do see the news, and I do see radical nut jobs out there killing people who
are radical
Muslims,
people.
Yeah. And it doesn't surprise me. We could have a whole long show as to why some Muslims are willing to kill and why it's not a good idea to travel to certain places.
I bet you it's less than 1% of them.
Yeah, I understand, but it doesn't really make a difference.
And there are radical Christians too, like this guy who's trying to, you know, foment violence as well. So again, there's radicals on both sides, but to suggest that because there are radicals means that the entire religion is debased or is violent is
false. I certainly don't do that.
Yeah.
But what you
did point out.
Right. What you had said is that the basically the difference between Christianity and Islam was Muhammad was trying to make clear that there is no.
It was God who ostensibly.
It wasn't God, okay?
Well.
No, God did not talk.
That's what they believe.
I don't care what they believe.
Okay, well, that's what we're talking about, is what they believe.
Reality, okay? I don't care what they believe. Muhammad wanted to point out the difference between the Trinity and the Trinitarian and the Unitarian position, that there is only one God, there's not a triune God, and that was his big thing. That was what you were saying. I would say that there is another big difference between Islam and Christianity, which is that Christians believe that Jesus is God, whereas right. Muslims believe he is a prophet.
Correct.
That's a huge difference.
Well, from your perspective, from the perspective of
from
a Christian,
it's huge.
From my perspective,
you were just saying that God told Muhammad. That's from the perspective.
That's from their perspective.
Right.
God ostensibly told Muhammad through the angel Gabriel, technically, is how the story goes.
Okay. Ostensibly, yeah.
Well, there's always a lot of interaction between culture and religion, and religion is viewed through the lens of culture. So people will say this is what it means, but it's really them reflecting what their culture is and saying that it comes from God, but it's really where the culture is coming from.
Sure. But I'm just telling you what the story is.
Right.
Right? The story is Muhammad went into this cave, and there was all these deliveries from over a long period of time from the angel Gabriel, and then he spoke those into the Quran, basically, and that was an
sure.
oral tradition that eventually
story,
was written
what the
down.
Story is of Christianity. There's about 40 different prophets. They put together a council about 300 years after the death of Jesus. They said, these are the writings that are holy, these are the writings that aren't.
They threw some of them out.
They threw some out, they kept some, they said that this is now the holy text, and you should believe it.
And then there's a bunch of translations of the translation
sure.
and so on and so forth. But you're right, Mark. And so when I had said that there was this difference of Muslims believe there's one God, Christians typically believe there's three, that sort of encapsulates the idea that Jesus is not God to the Muslims. But you're right. Thank you for pointing that out. And as you pointed out, it is a big deal to the people in those religions because this is a fundamental aspect of their belief system. To me, it's not a big deal because it's just like, oh, that's the difference between these two religions. Let's go on here. Mike is in Virginia. And Mike, how are you listening to the show tonight?
I'm listening on WNIS here.
Excellent.
In Virginia.
welcome to the program. It's our first Sunday show on WNIS tonight. We've been on Saturday nights there for many years. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I did not know that.
Now you know.
Well, you know, I've been listening in regards to this, I guess, a state representative out in the state of Washington.
Yeah.
Everything I've heard you say in describing his manifesto or whatever it is, the four-page booklet.
It's an outline. That's all it is.
He sounds like an absolute kook to me.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that being said, I consider myself, I mean, I'm in my 60s, and I grew up as a Christian, was raised by a great mom, dad, great Christian people, and I consider myself a Christian and a conservative. However, whether you're a Christian, a Muslim, a Jewish person, whatever religion a person subscribes to or belief that a person subscribes to, I think really it has a lot to do with a moral compass, a standard. And I think that any society or any nation needs to have some kind of a moral compass, whether it's whatever religion it is or whatever multiple religions they are.
Are you saying, just to be clear, are you saying that you don't believe that an atheist can have a moral compass?
No, I'm not saying that at all.
Okay.
But I think that I think that there are absolutes. I think there are things that are right, and then there are things that are wrong. And,
like, let's give an example. So, like, an absolute across all religions would be, you know, don't commit murder. Don't
correct.
Kill innocents, right?
Correct.
Okay. But an absolute would not be don't eat shellfish or don't eat cows or pigs.
That would vary, I suppose, from different belief systems. But
right, but that's not a moral question, is it? That's just a religious perspective.
In my opinion, that's just a religious perspective.
Okay,
but there has to be some kind of a moral compass or some kind of a rule of law, whatever you want to label it. For a society to exist, because you know, when any nation or society becomes an anarchy, the people of that nation or that society will settle for anything, as opposed to living in a society of anarchy where people just do whatever they want to do, murder whoever they want to murder, break every law that, you know, that is there to protect.
Hold on. I want to know this. Do you think that it's the fact that there are words written down on paper or men with guns and uniforms that stops people from committing murder?
Wow, that's a loaded question. I would say no. And here's why I say that. Because when it comes to, in my opinion, a person's belief system, what they believe in and the faith that they have, it has to do with their morality. Now, let me just explain just a little bit more about that. And I'll use myself as an example and my belief system. The belief system that I have is that every single person on earth has been given a measure of faith. And that if we submit to that faith, that is going to benefit us morally, as opposed to, it's like I heard a preacher say one time, he said, the Indian said, inside of me, there's a black dog and there's a white dog.
And if you want the white dog to win, you feed the white dog.
Well, no, that's not what the preacher said. The preacher said, he asked the Indian, he said, well, between the white dog and the black dog, which one wins the fight? And the Indian said, the one I say thick 'em to.
Yeah, I'd heard it as the one I feed.
Yeah, there you go. It's an internal thing that you know, if I have a moral compass, a moral faith, a code, whatever you want to call it, And I follow that because, in at least in the conservative Christianity movement that I've been a part of.
I want to talk about, hold on, Mike, I want to talk about where this moral compass comes from. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Does it come from a book? Does it come from, you know, prescription of other human beings? Or is it something else?
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNLive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You dial toll free here, live Sunday edition of the program. It's Ian Laurel and Mark in the studio. The toll free number for you, if you want to join us on the radio, is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about a moral compass. That's what Mike in Virginia thinks that people need to have. But my question is, where does it come from? We'll get into that coming up here in moments. And also want to let you know about Anarchapulco. They are getting together what's going to be an amazing event. If it's anything like what it was in 2018, earlier this year, 2019's Anarchapulco is going to be awesome because they're bringing back Ron Paul. And you know if Ron Paul's going to be there, it's going to be a great event. It's, in fact, probably going to sell out. They are sold through over 2,000 of their 3,000 tickets that they have available already, and we're still, what, 4 months away, 3 months away now at this point? So don't delay. Get your tickets at 15% off because you're a Free Talk Live listener. Use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, over at anarchapulco.com. It's February 14th through the 17th. It's going to be 4 days among the sun and beaches of a world-class resort. And it really is a beautiful beach resort where they have this event. It'll be the largest gathering in the world of freethinkers, voluntarists, libertarians, and anarcho-capitalists in Acapulco, Mexico. Again, February 14th through the 17th, they'll be discussing all kinds of things, everything from entrepreneurship to investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. And some of the other speakers include Larkin Rose, Doug Casey, Judge Napolitano making his first speech at an Anarchapulco event. David Icke is going to be there. They're bringing back Cynthia McKinney, who is now an anarchist, as we learned at the last Anarchapulco. And they've also announced...
You did that interview.
Weren't you in that, too?
I don't believe I did that interview.
Okay. Well, yes, I did do that interview. And Pete is going to be back. Pete Jedlicka from... Or Jedlicka from the...
Jedlicka.
From Liberland. The president of Liberland. He's coming back. So that's what they've got so far, but there's going to be way more speakers than that announced because they've got an entire day dedicated to cryptocurrency, and Mark, it's actually just, we're breaking the news here that you're going to be the MC of the Crypto Day, Cryptopulco.
Yeah, I am MCing Cryptopulco.
So that's exciting. And so come on out.
It's not one day.
It was previously, so
yes.
So they're expanding it?
Yeah, it's a stage now.
Oh, so the whole time there's going to be Cryptopulco. Oh, wow.
You look so excited.
Wow.
It's an exciting event. It really is a great event. We have a lot of fun there. It's fun to meet our listeners who come out to this.
I think people think that we, affect excitement because, we're getting paid or something like that.
We're not getting paid for this.
We're not getting paid for this.
What, they cover our travel?
We get to go. And, they're giving me a stipend for food and bev while I'm there.
Oh, really?
I'm doing MCing.
Okay.
And
I don't get that.
That stipend, it extends to you.
Oh, really? Sweet. Yeah. But yeah,
I know you love a free hamburger.
Normally, if we're going to go and broadcast from an event, there is a charge for bringing Free Talk Live to do an event somewhere.
Yeah.
And we don't do that. We don't charge them for that. So we charge per day, per Free Talk Live host, plus travel and hotel. So we waive the hosting fees for the show for Anarchapulco because it's that great of an event, and we want to be a part of it. Anarchapulco.com, code FTL. Mike is still on the line here with us in Virginia. Mike, you talked about this moral code. You described yourself as a Christian, and I asked you a question about, because you were sort of suggesting that, we need to have laws, we need to have rules, we need to have this morality somehow codified. And I said, well, do you think it's because of the laws and the men with the guns is why people don't commit murder? Because you kind of suggested that there might be this, violent situation with people killing each other without it. But then when I asked you the question specifically, you said, no, you didn't think that was why people weren't committing murder. But we didn't get deeper into that, and I wanted to. I would suggest to you that the reason why people don't go around murdering each other isn't because there's somebody who wrote a law somewhere or a police officer somewhere across town who might investigate after the fact, but the fact that it's not productive to kill each other, that we benefit by helping each other rather than hurting each other, and that over generations...
There's a negative reinforcement that goes into the reason that people don't commit crimes. I mean, let's be serious.
Well, the negative reinforcement is you might get defended against, and you might end up dead in that particular case. But from a long-term perspective...
The legal system exists to protect the accused.
I mean, sure, there is that. From a long-term perspective, though, people don't fight one another because it's more beneficial to cooperate.
Certainly, from a sociological standpoint, yeah.
Anyway, better. Mike, I wanted to have you weigh in on that. Go ahead.
Wow, I see where you're coming from now, but I do have a belief about that, and it's not so much the actual, it's not as if the words are the physical Bible itself is something that Christians worship or have their faith in. It's more about the faith behind that. There's a great verse that I like that says it, I think, best. It says, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So it is about faith. Now, with that being said, in the conservative Christian religion that I've grown up on and have studied and learned, and is that inside of us, and we were talking about the white dog and the black dog, inside of us there is a fleshly nature, and then there's also the spiritual nature. And those two things are in conflict with each other.
You know, so, there's a lot of lessons that, you know, what you're talking about there, the New Age actually, I think, addresses that as well. Basically, the idea that you're both your mind and your soul or your spirit or whatever, and that they're in constant conflict. I think there's a lot of similarities, more similarities between a lot of these world religions than they'd like to admit. I thank you for the call tonight, Mike. I appreciate the perspective. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
One thing about Christianity, and Paul talks a lot about the flesh, the fleshly nature and these sorts of things, but there's also this this idea that Satan is the one who's fomenting evil and these kind of things. And you never, like, it's never really made clear, you know, for the average adherent, so this bad thing has occurred, or I have this bad course of behavior, whatever it is, the sin. Sin exists. Whose fault is it? Is it flesh, or is it Satan? And I don't know.
I'd say it's God's fault, because God created it.
Well,
if you believe God is the creator and, you know, all-knowing and omniscient.
It's a pretty deep philosophical statement, right? Can a being that is without sin create sin? And if he didn't, then why does it exist?
Indeed.
Because Satan is called the light bringer, right? Satan,
Lucifer?
Yeah, fine, whatever. They're all the same as far as I'm concerned. You know, these things are used interchangeably. I don't care.
Well, actually, it was interesting because Vincent from Questioning Authority and I got into this off the air talking about
Satan can't create.
But apparently the word Lucifer wasn't actually used in the Bible, or not in the sort of the connotation of Satan or whatever. That sort of came on later. But anyway, go ahead with your point.
Yeah, Satan can't create. It's not a non-creative being. God creates, Satan can't.
So therefore, Satan didn't make marijuana in that case.
Obviously not.
Must have been God then.
Right. But I mean,
sure seems that way.
God made the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and then told Adam and Eve not to eat of it. So
indeed.
You know, it's not like there's no precedent.
What
for,
a trickster, huh?
Right.
I just think God wants to keep things interesting. Because when everything goes well and everything's perfect, it's really boring. I mean, would you read a book where nothing bad happened to any of the characters?
I agree.
Indeed.
Right. Without conflict, life has no flavor.
Right.
There's
no
really
purpose.
Nothing.
But that's not the Christian God. The Christian God is supposed to be omniscient, which would therefore mean that God knew that Adam and Eve were going to choose to eat from the fruit, and that God created evil, and that, you know, that God knows everything about what's going to happen. So therefore, there's nothing interesting to the omniscient God, because omniscient
him,
God already knows everything.
For the rest of us.
Right. For the rest of us, it's different. More coming up here in moments. You can, and again, that's just the Christian view. There's more coming up. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Top Republicans and Democrats are on the campaign trail across the country ahead of the midterm elections this Tuesday. President Trump was in Macon, Georgia, throwing his powerful support behind Republican candidate Brian Kemp, who faces Democrat Stacey Abrams in a high-profile race for governor. The president was touting the economy.
America now has the best economy in the history of our country.
And at another rally, so was former President Obama.
When you hear these Republicans bragging about, look how good the economy is, where do you think that started?
He was speaking at a rally in Indiana for Democratic Senator Joe Donnelly, who's running for a second term in the U.S. Senate against GOP candidate Mike Braun. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves here. Coming up, we can talk about the midterm elections that are on the way. I know Laurel is enthusiastic about them for some reason. We'll get into that coming up here in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And if you like freedom, if you're an individual who rejects the initiation of force and you agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, you qualify to use liberty.menu. It is, at its core, a directory for events, businesses, and digital content of a pro-freedom perspective. People who care about liberty should be listing their thing they do, or the things that they do, on liberty.menu, so other libertarian types can find out about what you do and maybe give you some new business that you didn't have before. It's free, by the way, so there's really no reason not to go and list your stuff on liberty.menu. And by the way, you can use code FTL and get yourself a special Free Talk Live listener badge there for your profile at liberty.menu. And yes, you can rate and review the existing businesses there, and there is a bit of a social networking aspect as well. So go to liberty.menu. As we continue, hear your calls and your thoughts. Welcome. We go to the Discord on-air call-in line room where Gene, the Christian Anarchist, is on with us. Go ahead, Gene.
Hello, guys.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi. I was just, of course, guys, as I've explained in the past, is neuter gender.
Thank you. Yeah.
But, how do you feel about that?
I'm fine.
I know there's a lady there because I'm watching the cam. And
we're
I
good.
I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right. Go ahead.
I get to see that cute little dog, too.
Yep, we did add Jazzy Cams this weekend.
He was very pleased about
it. There are now two Jazzy Cams. Well, I kind of had to have my arm twisted a little bit, but ultimately I decided to get it done this weekend. So
it's a nice touch. I like it.
Thanks. I appreciate it. She pretty much sleeps, but, you know, she's still cute even while asleep.
Anyway.
Jazzy's a dog.
You know, I was at,
for people that don't know.
To those that don't know, I was at the crypto conference and got to see you guys there.
Yeah, you were at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. It was fun hanging out with you. You actually got in and filled in for Mark on a couple of segments, too.
Yeah, and I really enjoyed it. When I first went there, I didn't think I was going to be that interested in it because, you know, crypto is kind of a boring topic.
Yeah, and you were pretty new to it as well. You didn't even have any cryptocurrency before that weekend, right?
No, I've traded with it online. I was even mixed up in that BTC thing when they went out of business. So, but I've always traded and managed to lose money. So, a few months back, I decided, you know what? I still got a little bit of money left in crypto. I'm just going to put it all in Zen and stick it in a paper wallet in a drawer. So that's what I did. But at the conference, it's the first time I've ever had a wallet on my phone. And actually put crypto on my phone.
Ah, okay. That was the first. And, got it.
Yeah. And I've talked to the Zen people there about starting up a node. So I'm reading their white paper on how to do that. And I'd kind of like to, you know, mess around with that. Says start up a node. So something different to try. And while I was there, I met a guy named Chris, who's a listener of the show and who has heard me on the radio many times. And I got to talk to him all quite a bit Saturday, and I was hoping to talk to him again Sunday, but I didn't.
Yeah, he's been to every one of those Texas. I think almost all of them. Maybe he missed one. Maybe he missed the first one, but I know we've seen him in the last couple. He lives in the area, a longtime listener of the show.
Yeah, nice guy. I really enjoyed talking with him, and it was a great time and a great venue. They really found a good place to put it. I don't know. I guess that's the first year for it being there.
That's correct. Yeah, was it for listeners who maybe didn't tune in, we were at the AT&T Conference Center in Austin. Huge
University
venue.
Of Texas, yeah.
Yeah, huge venue. Like right in the heart of Austin, literally, you know, a block away from the Capitol building. It was a nice location.
Yeah, it was great.
So I had fun there.
So call to give accolades to the Texas Bitcoin Conference? Because it is a fine conference.
I did that, and also I wanted to chime in a little bit on what the guy earlier said about anarchy leading to everybody murdering everybody. And you did an excellent job there of explaining that there's positive reinforcement in keeping people on your friendly side. But I wanted to also cover the negative reinforcement against killing people if there was no law. Because people say, well, there's no law, there's no punishment. People are just going to go running around killing everybody. Well, no, they're not. Because if I kill you, Ian, and you have a brother, a father, a mother, a good buddy, a lover, whatever, and they don't want you dead, they may come after me. This is called the law of the jungle. And that law is definitely one that stops people from doing bad acts, because bad acts have consequences.
I pointed out, that the legal system's in place to protect the accused, and what that means is that, look, there is all kinds of justice being enforced, and I use justice in air quotes here, retribution, I think is probably a better term, being enforced. The reason for the legal system is to make sure it gets enforced on the right people, you know, because there's a reason for the, I don't know how old this maxim is, Laurel, you might be able to tell me, the idea that it's better that 10 guilty men go free than one innocent man is
I think it's 100 guilty men, but yes, the point's still
10, but anyway, regardless, I don't know how old this maxim is, but basically our legal system is based on the fact that you would rather see 10 men, guilty men, go free than one innocent man be incarcerated.
Right.
Obviously, that's been turned on his head with modern plea bargaining systems and that kind of thing. But regardless, that's what it was based on. And the reason that it was instituted was because guilty people were being having retribution brought against them all the time, because somebody would be like, well, that's
a witch.
Innocent
people. Innocent people.
Because that's a witch or whatever.
Right. Or somebody believed that somebody hurt somebody else, but they didn't, and they went ahead and hurt them anyway as a result. Or killed them.
Well, it's certainly not a perfect system, the law of the jungle. None of these systems are. But it is a system.
You're just saying it's a deterrent. You're just saying the fact that those things could happen is the negative deterrent.
Yeah. It is a deterrent. And it's about the most natural system you can come out there. Now, the legal system is man's attempt to replace the law of the jungle. But we've seen what a screw-up that has become. I mean, the Innocence Project exists because of all the people they're throwing in jail that shouldn't be in jail, even though there's supposedly all these legal protections against being thrown in jail for something.
Right, because when the prosecutor himself is a corrupt individual and is just interested in padding his conviction record, then he doesn't have any disincentive from convicting the wrong people. He just wants to put a warm body in a cell so he can claim he's done something for crime.
That's what happens.
Correct. And the system rewards that kind of behavior.
Right.
So you're going to see that kind of behavior.
Yeah, you'll see it when prosecutors do things like offer low plea bargains, right? Like if a process, so something bad happens, you pick what it is.
You mean an actual crime?
Right. Some crime occurs. The prosecutor offers the person 1 year, but you're likely
suspended.
To get, 1 year suspended, but you're likely to get 10 years if you take it to trial. Well, a guilty person should take the plea, but an innocent person should say, "I'm not going to do 1 year in jail, even though I'm facing 10, because I wouldn't do, I wouldn't tell." People will lie in order to get, whatever. Well, the prosecutor will continue on through, take it to court. The person gets convicted and gets 10 years. Obviously, the prosecutor didn't have any real belief if he was willing to give a guilty person 1 year. This is how messed up it all
is. An innocent person.
Right. Yeah. I'm sorry. Here's the end of the story. Plea bargaining helps guilty people and government bureaucrats, not innocent people and taxpaying citizens.
Because the innocents feel like they're coerced into taking the plea because they're scared to death of what might happen otherwise.
Right.
So you would just get rid of plea bargaining altogether. It's not that you would end the justice system.
I would get rid of plea bargaining. I think that incarceration is probably for guilty for dangerous people. People who are physically violent, dangerous people is probably what incarceration should be for. I think we should come up with better systems for meeting out punishments for whatever the crimes are for people who, harm their neighbor or steal and these kinds of things.
Yeah, but what should those punishments be?
Talk about that.
So imperfect.
Gene, stand by. I wanted you to talk to Laurel about that. She's an actual attorney, so Gene is willing to get rid of the entire justice system, and I'm on your side, Gene, so we're going to continue here with that in moments. If you want to stick with us, you can. More coming up here. Gene, the Christian Anarchist, is on the line, and you can weigh in as well. The toll-free number, 855-453. We're here live on a Sunday night. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs. So you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you dial toll-free to join us here on the radio. If you want, our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And then we've also got our Discord on-air call-in line room over at discord.lrn.fm. That's where you can go to get on the air with us, just like Gene the Christian Anarchist has done. And he sounds almost like he's sitting here in the studio. You can go to discord.lrn.fm, and that's where people are interacting, not just during Free Talk Live, but pretty much any time, day or night. There's chats going on about various different topics and subjects. There's rooms about cryptocurrency and gaming, and then there's also voice chat rooms as well, where sometimes after the show, some of the listeners will join together in the voice chat room and talk to one another, which can be very entertaining.
They do their own little show.
Yeah, there was one time there was 14 people together in that.
They do their own big show.
Casual chat room. So it was very, very interesting stuff sometimes on the server. And it's free. All you need is the Discord app. And you actually don't even need that. You can use the web version if you want to just kind of try it out. But the app is pretty nice as well. So, and also,
I have a dispute with the app on the phone.
Yeah?
When somebody tags me on it, it'll give me a notification that somebody has, you know, tagged me in the Discord chat, right?
Right.
I push it, and then it brings up the Discord chat, but it doesn't bring
show
up
you the notification.
The notification. So I don't know what they said.
It's not just the phone. It's also the normal app. For whatever reason, I don't know why they didn't program it that way, but they didn't. So here's what you have to do, Mark, if you want to find. This is going to help you because you love yourself, and you are going to be excited to know how to fix this. So there's a little search on Discord. All you have to do is type in mentions, colon, and then your username, and it'll show you all the mentions of people who've mentioned you in the last chronological order.
Oh, cool, because I keep getting emails that says, people were talking about you on Discord, and I'm like, really?
Yep. So just
and it doesn't tell me what they said.
Right, so just type mentions, colon, and then start typing your username, and you'll be good to go. All right, so speaking of Gene the Christian Anarchist, I believe he is still with us there on Discord. Laurel, thank you.
Uh-huh.
You actually asked Mark the question of, would you get rid of the justice system? And Mark said he did not admit that he wants to get rid of the justice system. But Gene, you straight up said you want to get rid of the whole thing. I wanted to make sure you had a chance to explain that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll give a little example of why. Basically, either system whether we're talking about the anarchy solution or the criminal justice solution, either system, the end result is you've got a violent thug who takes something from one person and gives it to another or something of that lines. And we'll go to a civil case, a civil example of parents who passed away and there are three children. And before the parents passed away, they got angry at two of the children and wrote everything left over into the will of the one child. Now, actually, this is based on a true story. So then they go to court. They pay lawyers. The two kids who were jilted and the one kid that got the will in their name, they fight it out in court. They both wind up paying huge, huge lawyer bills. Good
portion. I like
your
story.
Yeah.
As an attorney.
A good portion of the inheritance goes to the three lawyers. The three kids get very little, and basically it's doled out because one judge decides that this argument's good and that argument's not good. So now you've got a solution where if it's enforced by law, it's enforced by goons with guns. The goons with guns take and enforce whatever the judge said. So now let's say here's how this plays out if you don't have a justice system. The parents write a will saying, I want my kids to have the house, or this kid to have a house. These kids don't get nothing. And then the two kids that didn't get nothing, they get angry at the one kid who did. And they say, well, of course, these are not kids. They're grown people, but they're, you know, the offspring of these people that passed away. So then the two people say, well, I want my portion. And the one that's currently living in the house says, well, you're not getting your portion is zero. That's what mom and dad said. So the door's locked. You guys stay out. Now, two things could happen. The people that didn't get what they thought could break into the house and try and be violent with the person who got the house. And the person who's in the house could protect themselves. Or
not.
So it would come out either way. What I'm saying is it comes down to violence enforcing the decision that somebody thinks is correct.
Right. You know, so society, government is agreed upon violence. I'll go for that. Sure.
So either way, you're talking about violence against somebody because of they feel that they
because of an opinion. And that's, as Mark Stevens has pointed out, law is just an opinion backed by a gun.
Right. I just think that there should be competition. I think that you'd find it'd be less costly to take things to trial because
you're saying there should be competition among courts.
Competition.
The attorneys took all the money. How can it be less costly?
Well, you would get more.
I mean, everybody
money
gets
left.
Screwed on that deal.
Sure.
Except the lawyers. I
agree with Mark that if you don't have the justice system, you're going to get vigilantism and you're going to get the wrong guy a lot of the time. So
of course you'll have vigilantism, but vigilantism isn't all bad. That's what I'm pointing out to you. Just like criminal justice isn't all good. In fact, I would argue that criminal justice.
Fair enough.
Is most
so there's problems
bad.
With both.
It's mostly bad. So vigilantism is also mostly bad.
At
so
least the with the vigilantism, we're not forced to pay for it. Whereas with the government court system, we're all forced to pay for this miserable, corrupt system that has put countless innocent people behind bars and has ruined countless lives. I'm not saying I support, you know, people killing each other in the streets, but I don't know if this is that much better.
Right. I would make this argument before we go on, Gene. I think this is important. I would make this argument that if 85% of the people who are in prison currently haven't committed a violent crime or haven't committed a crime with a victim, aren't really don't deserve to be there, are innocent. Because there's certainly a amount of those too. And that's what the projection is that 15% are sort of like real live criminals from a libertarian standpoint. If the justice system, quote unquote, is making a mistake 85% of the time, that vigilantism is probably better than that.
And the Wild Wild West wasn't very wild. You know, most of them girls, them call girls back in the Wild West, they didn't get assaulted too often. You know why? Because they had a derringer down in their bra, and they had a gun next to the bed. And guys knew better than to get too pushy on these girls because they'd shoot them. I mean, they didn't hesitate to shoot these guys if they got out of line. So this whole idea that being anarchistic is a violent society is just wrong because people defend themselves whichever way is available to them. But our current system prevents people from using a method of defense that they choose.
Good call tonight, Gene. I appreciate hearing from you. That's Gene, the Christian anarchist. And he is one of those participants on our Discord server. You can interact with him and others over at discord.lrn.fm. And Greg in New York recently got on the Discord server within the last couple of weeks. But yet you're still calling on the phone. Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, sometimes it's more convenient.
Yes, but it always sounds worse. Go ahead.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
I like your previous caller. He really, is pushing for total anarchy. And, when you stare anarchy in the face, we do have some examples of decentralized, all kinds of things. In fact, before things were centralized, they were decentralized. I'm in New York City, and I don't remember this, but New York City used to have the Metropolitan Police and the Municipal Police, and they used to fight each other. There was a big riot, I think, when the mayor was going to get arrested by the Municipal Police, but then he got the Metropolitan Police to fight them. Another example, which I thought was cool, or not so cool, if you watch The Gangs of New York, actually, it's a good movie. Which
Firemen, yeah.
This. Yep, the firemen. So, like, the Bowery Boys were notorious. They weren't really putting out fires a lot of the time. They were starting the fires in order to intimidate the other ones and collect
insurance. Things. But I think that this is important to point out is that fire departments are a socialization. They are a big business, which is insurance companies, fire insurance companies, putting their expense, which is, you know, putting out fires, on the public dole. They are a socialization of the cost of a corporation. And it's interesting that statists want to defend fire departments when, in fact, statists usually are anti-corporation. But
no, they're not. Statists are pro-corporation. The governments are corporations, and everything the government's created.
Hang on,
Greg. We'll bring you back here in a moment. It's Ian Laurel and Mark in the studio here tonight. We got a full hour to go on this live Sunday edition. Plenty of time for you to get on the air with us about what you want to talk about. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.